Nolte, year-end ratings show CNN had truly awful 2019. By John Nolte on January 3, 2020. The annual ratings are in and, as usual. Far-left CNN came in last place in the cable news race by a country mile. During the all-important primetime hours, and in all of cable TV, not just cable news, Fox News landed in first place. MSNBC landed in third place, and way 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 below those two sits CNN in ninth place. Get this. Despite an incredible year filled with one massive news cycle after another, including the impeachment of a president, CNN was not even able to average a measly million primetime viewers. In a country of 380 million people. In a country where some 80 million households have access to CNN through their cable TV packages. CNN could not even convince 1% of Americans to tune in during primetime. Here's the primetime breakdown per the Wrap. 1. Fox News Channel 2.481 million. ESPN 1.784 million. MSNBC 1.753 million. Home and Garden TV 1.199 million. Hallmark Channel 1.100 million. TBS 1.055 million. TNT 1.05 million. USA Network 1.042 million. CNN 972,000. History 969,000. So, as you can see, Fox averaged nearly 2.5 million primetime viewers to MSNBC's 1.75 million. But trailing well behind the Hallmark Channel and HGTV and a bunch of others is CNN with only 972,000 primetime viewers. Here are the total day numbers, which are even worse for CNN. Fox News Channel 1.394 million. MSNBC 990,000. ESPN 719,000. Nickelodeon 687,000. Home and Garden TV 672,000. Investigation Discovery 657,000. CNN 649,000. Hallmark Channel 605,000. USA Network 514,000. Food Network 513,000. Throughout the entire day, CNN was only able to average 649,000 viewers in 2019. Unbelievable. CNN's most watched show throughout the year was Frito Primetime, which landed in 24th place behind 14 Fox News shows and 9 MSNBC shows. CNN was not able to place even one show in the top 20. CNN only has two other competitors, and could not place even a single show in the top 20. This is why President Trump took some time on New Year's Day to heckle CNN, a kamikaze network devoted to committing ratings suicide as it tries to kill Trump's presidency with fake news, desperate conspiracy theories, and open calls for political violence. Can't believe it. ATT keeps the management after yet another at CNN ratings dive, the president tweeted. Nobody watching, no credibility. Maybe they should make changes at AT&T? AT&T is CNN's parent company, a parent company obviously unconcerned with things like ratings and credibility. It gets worse, TT. Somehow, CNN's 2019 was even worse than CNN's terrible 2018. Compared to 2018, CNN lost 2% of its primetime viewers and 8% of its total day viewers. Things are remarkably worse in the 25 to 54 age demo. Compared to 2018, CNN lost 21% of these younger viewers during primetime and 24% of younger viewers in total day. For the sake of context, when compared to last year, Fox News increased its total primetime audience by 2% and lost only 2% of its total day audience. In the 25 to 54 demo, Fox dipped 16% in primetime and 15% throughout the day. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.